WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Virgil Abloh was the fashion visionary who recently died, and while the global fashion world remembers him for his own label and work on Louis Vuitton's men's line, Abloh had deep Chicago connections. He attended the Illinois Institute of Technology. WBEZ's Natalie Moore talked to one of his former professors, Thomas Kearns.
Virgil told GQ magazine that you took him under his wing at IIT and told him to learn 3D programs and don't use them to only make architecture. Can you tell me what class he took with you?
That was a class called Networked Technologies. Probably around 2005 is when he would have been in the class. So we were teaching the students how to develop websites, essentially, how to create interactive media for the web. And around the idea that, you know, if we were to fast forward 20 or 30 years, really fast forward to like today, that the web would have made an impact on the built environment in a way that was pretty significant. So, you know, we were projecting out to a near future state where architecture could be applied in a number of different ways across a number of different mediums.
You wanted your architecture students to contemplate the world. How did Virgil see the world?
There was a certain poetic about the way that he approached everything. Whether it was a website or a space that he was designing for studio or a t-shirt that he was working on, a certain criticality, wanting to certainly be of the kind of time of now and of the future. So looking to creative ways of, using tools, using techniques, using disciplines, was pretty evident pretty early on.
What kind of student was he?
Quiet, spoke with his work and spoke with his questions and things he was asking, for sure. There was a care for aesthetics and craft. And in the case of the work that he's doing with me in a medium that wasn't, conventional within the kind of architecture practice or architectural education. And so I think when some of his fellow classmates were just struggling to keep up with the actual technique, the kind of technical side of designing for the web, I think he was able to kind of understand that enough to start to actually, apply aesthetics, apply his own voice. It showed through in the work.
I imagine that you might not have been surprised then at his transition into the fashion industry.
No, not at all. I mean, I think we knew that he was connected to, scenes in Chicago that fellow classmates had no idea about, and knew that he was going to do something interesting for sure. It was many years after he left IIT before I really understood where he had landed and, the kind of world that he had entered into, but not surprising. By any means.
Did you stay in touch with him over the years?
Periodically. He did some work with my practice shortly after graduating. And then, as he kind of took off and started flying around the world, we lost touch a little bit. But later in life, in recent years, kind of reconnected through social media. And it's been pretty exciting to see his path.
How would you describe Virgil's legacy?
Trailblazer.
WBEZ's Natalie Moore talking to a professor at IIT, Thomas Kearns, about his one-time student and trailblazer, the late Virgil Abloh.